Rosemary Kennedy, older sister of the late President John F. Kennedy, has died in a Wisconsin hospital at the age of 86. She was not one of the higher-profile members of the political family, but surviving relatives say her mental retardation inspired them to help others with disabilities. Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports.
Rosemary Kennedy was the third of nine children raised by Joseph and Rose Kennedy and their first daughter. She was considered by many to be the prettiest of the girls, but struggled with mental disabilities. In 1941, when Rosemary was 23 years old, Joseph Kennedy had doctors perform a lobotomy on her. Kennedy biographer Edward Klein says the Kennedy patriarch saw her as a political liability.
Anything that would be the least bit embarrassing was done away with, and Rosemary, who was slightly mentally challenged, was given a lobotomy and put away into a, you might call, a dark closet of history.
After the procedure, Rosemary became profoundly handicapped and barely able to talk. In 1949, the family placed Rosemary in St. Colette's School for Exceptional Children in Jefferson, Wisconsin, where she lived for more than half a century. Eventually, she regained some abilities, but still required full-time care. Only after Rosemary's younger brother, John Kennedy, was elected president in 1960, was her condition made public. Klein says that led to some public outcry.
But it was handled, as almost everything else was handled, by the Kennedys with great public relations astuteness. They made it appear as though this was something that was done for Rosemary rather than against Rosemary.
Lawrence Lehmer is another Kennedy biographer and author of The Kennedy Woman.
It's the one tragedy that they inflicted on themselves. But out of this comes the profound interest in the whole issue of mental retardation that started Special Olympics in 1968.
Lehmer says Rosemary's sister, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, was inspired by her sister's condition and founded the Special Olympics for mentally disabled athletes. She also began taking Rosemary to more family gatherings later in her life. When Rosemary Kennedy died yesterday, her surviving siblings, including Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, were with her. In a statement, the family calls her a lifelong jewel whose life has given greater hope to millions of people around the world. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.